It's Marketplace Tech Report from APM, American Public Media. I'm John Moe. Apple has debuted its new iPad, and it will be called the new iPad. It doesn't really have a name. I've been through the desert on a tablet with no name. How is it different from the iPad 2? Well, it has a higher resolution screen, the so-called Retina display you find on the iPhone 4 and 4S. It works on 4G LTE wireless networks. It has a better camera, a faster processor. Here's what you want to know. Is it a must-have gadget or just an upgrade? In other words, is it a wow or is it a meh? To punctuate the wows, I'll get help from an old Christopher Walken episode of Saturday Night Live.
Wow!
Joe Brown, editor-in-chief of Gizmodo, is the new iPad a wow or a meh?
I think wow.
Wow.
Why wow?
With tablets, the most important thing, the only thing that matters, you could argue, is the screen. This thing has more pixel density than an HDTV. The resolution of the screen, it's going to look like you're looking at a magazine. So if you have something that's Blu-ray quality, you'll be able to watch it in its full fidelity on the iPad screen.
Some of the techies I talked to split their vote, like Terrence O'Brien from Engadget.
The screen alone is, you know, well worth the price of admission. It's a beautiful, beautiful panel. The Retina display, 4 times the resolution, is absolutely gorgeous. And the addition of LTE is also a huge deal, especially for those of us who feel the need to be constantly connected.
That's the wow.
Wow!
Here's the meh.
It's not a revolutionary product. This is not something that everybody is going to one day look back on and say it changed the face of the industry, but it's definitely a significant upgrade, if an incremental one.
The new screen wowed Molly Wood of CNET.
People who went from an old phone to an iPhone and got that Retina display upgrade were really amazed by it. If you're going to watch video, play games, now you can edit photos with their iPhoto app. It's really a noticeable and important change.
Wow!
Aside from the screen, is it just an upgrade?
It's still light years ahead of any other tablet that you could buy, and I think that anybody who doesn't already have an iPad is probably going to fall in love with it.
One of the bigger wows of yesterday's event wasn't about the new iPad. The iPad 2 is now $100 cheaper. Glenn Fleischman from TheEconomist.com is wowed by Apple's strategy to further dominate the market.
One thing you do is you add new features that people want or think they want that future-proof a device, like a higher density display and 4G networking. The other is you take your existing device that's already the best-selling device on the market by some order of magnitude or a couple orders of magnitude, and you make it cheaper. So I think this is a way for them to stick the knife into their competitors even deeper and keep twisting it and say, look, Apple used to not be able to compete on price, and look at us now, look at us now.
Wow.
More about the iPad at MarketplaceTech.org. Maybe you're burned out on Facebook and you want to start over, but Google Plus isn't doing it for you and Pinterest isn't your thing. There is another option. Juggalo Book, a new social media site for fans of the Insane Clown Posse. The band's two members, Violent J and Shaggy Two Dope, wear black and white clown makeup and make music like this. The site's called Juggalo Book because the band's fans are referred to as juggalos. Instead of friends, you get homies. Instead of liking something, you give it a whoop whoop, as per the vernacular of juggalo culture. I can't believe I'm talking about this on public radio. Over 15,000 juggalos have already signed up. So if you're looking for a social network where your mom won't find you, it's an option. And if mom's there, she might be wearing clown makeup. So there's that. Fish to a pelican at Frisco Bay and tried to eat my cell phone. He ran away. This is Marketplace Tech Report. I'm John Moe.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.